One of the things that we're going to present in Module 2, second day of the month, is what is real. Meaning, what is worth being intentional about. There are a lot of books written presently about keeping your mind those kind of things that manifest wealth. We're going to present something different here. What would be important to you if you had 1 year to live? And that's all. They say that you spell the word love, T-I-M-E. Where do you spend your time? Where would you spend your time if you had 1 year? Baseball pitcher for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw, came out with the phrase, you've got to believe. They train him to the Phillies and they ask him in Philadelphia, what do you like better, AstroTurf or grass? And he says, I don't know, I've never smoked AstroTurf. His son, illegitimate son, is a country western singer. His name's Tim McGraw, who finally went one day and met his dad. His dad saw him and said, no doubt about it, this is my son, just upon looking at him. The baseball pitcher passed away a few years ago. 4 years ago, in fact. And 2 months afterwards, a song written by someone else came over the desk of this country western singer. He looked at it and said, that's my father. He recorded it. It was the song of the year. It was about a man who had a bad x-ray and went to his friend and said, it's over. His friend said, what did you do when you realized it? He said, I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. I loved deeper. I even spoke sweeter. I gave forgiveness I've been denying. Now here's the line. He said, I hope you get the chance to live like you're dying. If you had 1 year to go, what would you want to be intentional about? What would be your daily picture? What would you do each day so at the end of that year, you wouldn't finish with regrets? I heard of a theologian once describe Christmas this way. He said, it's an event that can best be described as someone breaking into a department store, a thief, and not stealing anything, but rearranging all the price tags. And what was once very valuable now isn't worth much at all. And what wasn't worth much at all, now is very valuable. Well, that's about what would happen if you had one to go. If you don't value family, I bet you would. If you really didn't value kind, I bet you would. Touching someone else, making memories. So what exactly would matter? Paul Bear Bryant was asked to do a commercial for AT&T, the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I said, Bear, this is going to be easy. We're going to put a script next to the camera. You just read the script. So he read it in a practice round. This is Paul Bear Bryant, head football coach at the University of Alabama. This weekend's Mother's Day. Call your mama. So the Bear said, I'm ready to go. So he goes live. This is Paul Bear Bryant, head football coach at the University of Alabama. Roll, Tide, roll. This weekend's Mother's Day. Call your mama. But then the Bear added one more line. He said, I sure wish I could. If you had 1 year to go, the people you love would know it today. If you had 1 year to go, you wouldn't need to be right. You would need to be at peace. If you had 1 year to go, what they said to you or about you wouldn't matter much, would it? Just what you said to others. There was a man down south that used to tell a story of an imaginary conversation between a retired greyhound dog, a racer, and a man. And the man went to the greyhound and said, why'd you retire? Didn't you win? He said, I would win all the time. Did you make any money? He said, I made $5 million for my owner. He said, why'd you retire? He said, you know that little rabbit they had us chasing around the track all the time, all those years? The gentleman said, yes. He said, I finally realized something. It wasn't real. If you had 1 year to go, what would be real? And today, make that intentional. What's different about this course and this module is that greatness isn't about possessions. Greatness has nothing really to do with your rank. It's about how do I serve others. Do that intentionally today on day 2.